Services are expected across Scotland until midday as engineers check all tracks. Our correspondent Dan Whitehead at Porthcawl in South Wales says driving conditions could be difficult.
These severe winds are causing trees to fall, are causing roads to be closed, and there's a risk of flooding as the heavy rain continues as well. So right across the country, the advice of course is to stay indoors, not to travel.
US Republican Party candidate Ron DeSantis has endorsed Donald Trump for president after pulling out of the race for the White House. The Florida governor said he couldn't see a clear path to victory. Parents in England are being urged to book their children in for their MMR jabs as health officials warn of a very real risk of measles outbreaks. A new NHS campaign's begun this morning after a rise in cases. Dr. Jonathan Leach from the Royal College of General Practitioners says the disease is horrible.
Children are really sick. There are sometimes really difficult and horrible consequences. So encephalitis, which is a sort of inflammation of the brain, can sometimes be about 1 in 1,000, which can lead to fits and deafness, occasionally, sadly, to death.
The world's first malaria vaccine rollout is beginning in Africa with the help of UK scientists. The Mosquirix jab is being offered first in Cameroon. In sport, Cameron Norrie will have to go the distance if he's to reach the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. The British number one is 2-1 down against Alexander Zverev. And Liverpool's lead at the top of the Premier League now stands at 5 points following a 4-0 win at Bournemouth. Celtic's 5-0 thrashing of Bucky Thistle took the Scottish Cup holders through to the last 16. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Laura.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this morning's going to start with largely dry conditions, bright skies and a few patches of cloud drifting in. Blustery showers will move in during the afternoon. It's going to be a windy day. 10 degrees is going to be your high. This evening we'll start with dry conditions, largely clear skies and just a few patches of cloud lingering, remaining dry overnight with some cloud gradually moving in from the west. Easing winds tonight, 5 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Monday, 22nd of January, with a decade's breakfast. So we've done 70s at seven. That was the last hour. This hour is 80s at eight. Songs on the way from Alison Moyet, Alphaville and Aurora. I like that one. It's nice to say as well. Aurora.
going to be surprised. Oh, this key keeps getting stuck in the lock. Oh, she changed the lock on the door.
Yes, who is it?
Star, it's Kurt. I want to talk. Will you let me in?
Kurt, what do you want to talk to me about?
Look, all I need is about 10 minutes of your time.
Listen, we really don't have anything to talk about. 5 minutes, and that's it.
All right. Just hear me out. Just once. I may not be the man that I want to be, but I'm sure I'm not the man that I used to be. You see, I changed my ways.
You know what, I remember dancing to this when it was first released in Kings, in Seven Kings. Oh, I'm going back a few years now. I think it's an Aldi now. So, Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8.15 on Monday, 22nd of January. This hour's 80s at 8. You've just heard Alison Moyet, Week in the Presence of Beauty, Alphaville, Big in Japan, and Aurora, You and Me Tonight. We've got Baltimore on the way. Yeah, Tarzan Boy, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic artist hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Get to you.
Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. This is a Decades Breakfast at 8.25 on Monday, 22nd of January. Bobby Brown there. And we've got the Boys Town Gang on the way next, and we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look, Ben.
Here we go, fresh map. Wilson's Corner's very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Larkins Plainfields down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Now, Shenfield Road and Chelmsford Road seems to have joined forces. It's very slow from the junction with the A12 going right the way down to Oliver Road. And then it's free-flowing coming into Brentwood until you hit just before Hutton Road. And then it's very slow from there right up to Middleton Hall Lane. The opposite direction, it starts at Hutton Road and goes right the way across almost to the A12 junction. Very, very slow, that whole section there. Middleton Hall Lane, as always, very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down just after King George's playing fields. From there, up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common. Traffic lights is very slow. And the A128 is also incredibly slow. From the junction with the A127 up to Herongate, and then because there's some roadworks there, and in the opposite direction it goes back to Running Waters Button Roundabout. From there down to Herongate, very, very slow. There's some roadworks by Herongate which is causing the problem. It's right in between Rectory Lane and Billericay Road, smack bang in the centre of that. Once you get past that, either direction, it seems to be okay. But, you know, just give it an extra time. Give it some extra few minutes if you're going that way. There's a little bit of a bump on London Road. Doesn't seem to be causing any problems at the moment. This is near Honeypot Lane. It's just a little bump between two cars there. Exiting Brentwood as well from London Road right the way down to the junction, the A12 junction, Brook Street roundabout, seems to be slow. The back of the queue for that is at, what's the name of that road there? I can't see. West Park Hill, I think that is. W Park Hill, it's there near, I presume that's west. From there down to Brook Street roundabout, seems to be quite slow. Outside Brentwood Station on the B186, it's slow from Woodman Road up to the junction with the Kings Road, the roundabout there, and back again to the station. Seems to be quite slow. The High Street slow as well from the Kings Road traffic lights across to Wilson's Corner and back again, caused by the roadworks, which is very near to the Kings Road traffic lights. Outside Shenfield Station, it's a little bit sticky on Hutton Road from Priest Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. And also, Rayleigh Road is slow from Hutton Village Road right the way across to Alexander Lane roundabout. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Everywhere seems to be snarled up. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School, and from just after Cost Cutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School. That's in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, the A176 is slow from just before the Langdon Road roundabout right up to the Sun Street Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road level with the Billericay School. The A129 is very, very slow between the King's Head and the Duke of York Public House. A little bit slow in both directions of that part because they've got some roadworks. And then it's free-flying, and then the back of the queue starts for the A176 roundabout. Also, the A129 from Billericay Retirement Living. From there, right the way across to the bottom of the High Street. That seems to be very, very slow. And also, the junction with Western Road is slow in all sorts of places, all sorts of directions there, because you've got some road closures. Top of the High Street's quite slow from St Andrews Drive down to North Junction. On to the motorways, the M11 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 8 Stansted and Junction 6, the M25. M11 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 5 Loughton and Junction 4, A406. M25 anti-clockwise, we're getting reports of an accident at Junction 28, the Brook Street roundabout. It's blocking one lane on the M25 there. But it doesn't seem to be causing too much of a problem at the moment. A12 northbound is slow between Junction 17 Howell Green and Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. Canvey Island, slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. on the, a lot of this has got nothing to do with us, A127 London bound is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange, A13 westbound slow between the Five Bells interchange, A176 and the Stamford Lee Hope turn off the A1014, A13 westbound again it's slow between the Pitsy flyover A132 and the Five Bells interchange, A176, A12 London bound slow traffic between Junction 12 Shenfield and Junction 11 the M25, that's the Brentwood bypass, and on the A127 London bound, our old favourite, it's slow traffic between the halfway house A128 and the M25 Junction 29, and that's your lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call and tell me. 01277 2032, the number is. If you're in, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just, we've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
To be true, can't take my eyes. understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, I'm your friend. I'll help you carry on. Before I said it won't be long, till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. We're pajamas, we're pajamas.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So coming up on Saturday the 10th of February is a tabletop sale in Ingatestone Elim Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they've got all the usual stuff there. Handmade jewellery and pre-loved clothes and puzzles and toys and books and tea and coffee and cake in the Hope Cafe. All in aid of Univad supporting children in the slums of Brazil. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide where there's a nice little click through for you.
Sense of the joy, keep running wild in a confined space. But you're not to blame, cause you're not the same. Get on the game.
Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45 then, 8:45 in English Money, where curiosity killed the cat misfit. We've got Earth, Wind and Fire, Let's Groove on the way next, and we continue the 80s. And don't forget, coming up in about 20 minutes time, just after 9, is 90s at 9.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice, Brentwood Half.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. No interviews today on Phoenix, but tomorrow after 10 o'clock we're going to be chatting to Janet Howson and Lisa Horner from Basildon Writers Group. And that's tomorrow morning after 10 right here on Phoenix FM.
80s at 8.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.